Hey folks, welcome to The Kira Banks Show and week 27 of A Year of Self-Love Journal. This week's affirmation is, as I grow, I give myself permission to change my mind about what I want. This one feels, well, I guess permissive. This one felt like a urgent, like, here, let me just nudge you to think about, like, what do you want? What did you want? We aren't the same people that we were however many years ago, whether you think about 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, we're different people. And that's to be expected, right? I remember I had a supervisor in grad school who talked about marriage. I was about to be married, and she talked about, you know, if done well, you're not with the same person that you married, because you both should be growing. And so in that same way, this week is an invitation to think about what goals and aspirations did you have for yourself and which no longer fit. You know, what's more important now than it was in the past? And I think about phases of my life. There was a faculty development workshop that I did that talked about your life in chapters, right? We can't do all the chapters at one time, but like, how do you think about your life in chapters? And so I think about, you know, when I was starting my career, I first became a professor in 2004, and now I'm a full professor and it's 2025, right? What's important to me is different now than it was then. Like, it was about publishing and growing and collaborating in a way that was like not transactional, but like, we got to get together and do this thing. Whereas now I am collaborating with people to like build long-term goals and think about like legacy, which feels weird to even say, you know, like as I am senior in this field and as I see retirement as a future chapter, not my current chapter, but my future chapter, like, what do I want to look back and say I've done? Or I think about when I started my career in 2004, I had just gotten married. I was like 3 years married, no kids. And so what was important to me then, even in my family and my relationships, is different than what it is now. Had no children. Now I have children who I'm launching out into the world. And so this whole idea of like with your kids, you give them roots and wings. And what was important to me early 2000s, I wasn't trying to give anything roots. I was trying to give myself some roots in my career. But then like the focus was so much on the kids in a caretaking way. And now it's on them in a launching way. Like, we have hopefully done what we needed to do, not that we're done, but that we are thinking about how do we launch them. And so that sort of priority that I'm putting on, it's less of me being able to control like what they put in their mouth, when they go to bed, their schedule, and it's more hoping that I've modeled and set up a structure enough that some of what they do is just what they know because it's what I set up and they don't know any different. And then some of it, I hope, and with one of them, I'm seeing it pretty clearly now, they understand that I know some things about the world, or I know some things about how to navigate college. Surprise, surprise. I've been a professor for over 20 years. I should. And that sort of giving the wisdom, but not being in control, right? So it's like I was project managing before with them, and now I am kind of consulting. So it's shifted. And so I think about for myself, you know, I get to change my mind about what's most important in terms of how I spend my time. And I have to remind myself of that sometimes, of like, yeah, my family needs me, but not in the same way they needed me in the past. And so I can prioritize myself in a different way. Like, if I can't make dinner, lots more people in the house can make dinner than historically. And if I want to go do something, I can go do that. And so this week really asked us to think about like what's important to us, what's holding us back, and what makes us hesitant to change. And so I started talking about that just then of like, I think sometimes what holds us back is we don't give ourselves permission to change, or we don't realize that we've changed. And I want to say that in a way that is not judging of you or myself, that we can just be kind of going, 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 and then look up and be like, oh, wait, I don't need to do that anymore. I don't need to, that's not as important to me anymore. Or that brings me less joy than it did in the past. And it's okay to say, huh, I put a lot of weight on this and I'm good. I'm good in terms of how I want to spend my time or what I want to carve out time to do. And so I just want to say, you get to change your mind, gave you permission, just like the nudge of this week's affirmation did, that it's okay. And you don't have to explain it to other people, but if you want to, you can just simply say, that's not a priority anymore, or this other thing is more of a priority. And so we only have a finite amount of time, you know, what's going to give? So like for you to think about what those limiting beliefs might be for yourself. So for me, it's like sometimes going and not even realizing that things have shifted and like, oh wait, I don't have to do that anymore, right? But the limiting beliefs question is, do you actively tell yourself that you have to stay stuck in something because it's the way that you've always done it, or because insert person or institution expects it of you? And this one is one that we sometimes don't like to dwell on because it bumps up against kind of social norms and what's expected of us, maybe by our religion or our family structure. But it's worth naming. I'm not saying that you have to choose to go counter to whatever the norm is, but I think it's worth naming that there's a norm that's keeping you stuck, and then you can choose to engage it or not, or to do something different or not. Like for me, there's an expectation in the academy that like there's this path, right? Your assistant professor, your associate professor, your full professor, and then oftentimes your chair of the department, or you're a dean or a provost, maybe a president. Like you could go the administration route, or you could go the kind of faculty governance route. And like the idea is that you take these steps and then you're a leader in the academy. And I've had to really think about, for a while, I didn't want to go into leadership. And part of it was because of how institutions and how the academy runs. I just didn't have desire to be a true arm of that machine, if that makes sense, right? I was in it as a professor, but when you take on a leadership role, you are accountable for it in a different way. You own it in a different way. And there was a piece of me that was saying I didn't want to for that reason. But if I'm honest with myself, there was also a piece of me that was like not seeing myself in that position, like almost a limiting belief of like I might not do well in that position because of either just my patience or lack thereof with institutions or people or other sorts of dynamics. And so as I have stepped into leadership role in the academy, it's pushed me to really challenge those limiting beliefs and be like, all right, you know, when I do something, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it well, and I'm going to show up my full self. And so this piece around I get to change my mind. Well, there was a time where I was saying I'm not really interested in stepping into this. There's a time now where I'm saying, okay, I'm stepping into this. And so I get to change my mind and I get to be curious with myself about how I feel, what I'm thinking, how I'm experiencing the position. And then from that experience, I can choose how I want to move forward, right? So there's a term and I can choose if I want to re-up or if I want to seek something else. And so I just offer that to you as an example of like, you know, things that you might not have considered in life. You might be like, okay, here I am. And now I'm considering it. You don't have to like question yourself or think, oh, I'm being wishy-washy. You simply get to change. You do. And so one of the things this week asked us to do is think about how you align your space and the environment that you sit in with your desires. Like if you want to move in a different way, if like you've changed your mind and you want to have something be more of a priority in your life, how do you set up your environment to support you? So it could be as simple as, I'll use myself as an example, but I'm curious what you're working on. I feel like in my older age, I am really thinking about strength and longevity. Like, how do I keep doing the things that I'm doing now to the best of my ability? Well, that means I build strength now. And so when I think about, even this might sound silly, but even like my my For You page on TikTok or my algorithm on Instagram, I have inspiration, like 70, 80-year-old women who are lifting weights, who are strong, who are physically active. And so that's a way to set your environment or to have people in your life or, you know, visual things in your space that inspire you and pull you towards that direction that you want to go. And then the last thing that I will leave you with this week is I've shared some examples in my personal life and my work life, but I want you to think broadly about like what you really want. It's not always an easy thing to answer. And so, you know, break it down. Like, what do you want in terms of family, friends, career, your hobbies or interests, your home life or your physical home, your health, your relationships? What are your dreams? And then what other areas do you want to identify what you really want? And check in with yourself, because what you wanted might feel stale and like, oh, I don't want that anymore. Or you might slow down to realize you've accomplished that, right? Like you could be living what you dreamed of 5, 10 years ago. And so you need to stop and acknowledge that and also give yourself space to dream for what's next. So I want you to again, take the invitation to realize that you have permission to change, that you have permission to change what you want. And I want to give you permission and encourage you to dream about what you want. Let me know what you're exploring and what you're giving yourself permission to do, what you're reflecting on in terms of your past self and your current self in the comments. You can find me at Dr. Kira Banks across all socials. Thanks for joining me on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.